Thank you all for allowing me to be here today. My name is Dean Hess, one of the Richard Hess's brother children. I am next to the youngest, number 11 out of 12. And so there were four of us in missions. Daryl has stepped out because he has a disabled son he's looking after. But I am serving the Lord, and while we were in West Africa, the Lord shut the door for us to return there. And he opened up another door for us to serve at the home office in Sanford, Florida. I found out while I was in Africa that my gift is accounting and finance management. And so I don't speak a native language overseas, but I speak the language of accountant, which if you go to your CPA, you'll think it's a whole different tribe. So go ahead and go to the next slide. My family was unable to make it this time. I flew up for our family's the auction that was held yesterday, and I spent the last week and a half working my hands to the bone, getting ready for that. Every muscle in my body aches today, but I praise the Lord that we had great weather and it went well yesterday. And so my family, thank you for your prayers. My family has done well in Florida. We've had some struggles, but while I've been up here, this is the longest I've ever been away from my family. They're doing well, although we are eager for me to get back there. So my job is with Ethnos 360, and our goal is to fulfill this verse here, Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore, teach all nations. And that word for nations is the word ethnos in Greek. Ethnos, every people group in the world. And we are to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is what God has commanded each and every one of you to do. That is the mission of Ethnos 360, who I'm a part of. It used to be New Tribes Mission, and has changed the name to Ethnos 360. Because going to certain countries, if you say you are a missionary, it's difficult to get visas. If we just say we're working for Ethnos 360, it's easier for our people to get visas into these countries. So that was the primary reason for our name change. And you may wonder, well, how many languages are out there? It depends who you talk to, how they define a language. But there are minimum 6,909 different languages in this world. And of those, there are only 438 of those who have the whole Bible in their language. You know, we've got New Testament and 1,100, some scripture and others, 2,000 translations in progress by various missions. And there are yet 2,429 languages in the world which have zero portions of scripture in their language. No John 3:16, no Genesis 1:1, nothing. And so Ethnos 360 is working to get the gospel, get a church planted in each one of those 2,400 remaining languages. How do we do that? You say, where would you even begin if you were to go overseas? Well, you have to start by learning not only the language, but the culture. And then once we learn that, we start teaching in Genesis. Teach the story of creation. We teach the fall of man. We teach Noah and the ark and how there was one door in the ark for salvation. We teach about Abraham and how the lamb was provided as a sacrifice, as a substitute for Isaac. We teach the story of the Passover, where the blood on the doorpost was the cause the death angel to pass over and provide that forgiveness. We teach the Ten Commandments, God giving His law, and what sin is. Because no one knows when you go to them. We teach the serpent on the pole. Whenever the serpent was raised up, people were to believe and be saved. And then we get to the birth of Jesus and bring it all together in the death, burial, and resurrection and say, hey, this is the Lamb of God. All these stories pointed forward to this Lamb of God who was redeemed, all your sins wiped away on this cross. And He would not only die for all your sins, but He rose again. And after that, we get a church born. And it's not just enough, oh, hey, we got believers, a church born. We've got a disciple. And I can tell you stories after stories. This is the hard part. I have four children. It was easy for me having the children. But raising them, that's a lot of work, a lot of training. They don't know how to go to the bathroom. They don't know how to get themselves ready for bed. You have to teach them everything, and it's the same for a new believer in Jesus Christ. They don't know anything. You have to train them. And eventually the goal is, here we want to have one of our believers teaching the gospel story to others who have heard. And that is our goal. We could, like I worked with the Malinke people group in West Africa. There was 285,000. In 10 lifetimes, I could never teach the gospel to all of them. So our goal is, let's teach them so that they have a church that's functioning by going out and starting other churches. That's our goal. And I believe your church here is really invested in doing that same thing here. And we're replicating that in Africa, in South America, in Asia, all over the world. That is our goal. And, well, you say, well, that's a big job. 2,000 foreign language groups, what does it take? Well, believe it or not, it takes simple things. Like a supply buyer. Some of you not only like to shop, you know how to find things when no one else can find them. Well, we don't have Walmart in Africa or South Asia or wherever. We don't have any regular grocery stores. And sometimes so things are out of supply. And the missionary needs medicine. The missionary needs food. And it's hard to find certain things. Well, I know some missionaries from other mission organizations, they will spend up to 3 months out of every year just shopping and trying to find all the food and medicine they need. Well, if we have someone who can do that on behalf of the missionaries who are teaching, it saves them a lot of time. A lot of our locations where we work are very remote. We need pilots, not only of aircraft, but of helicopters to fly us into these very, very remote regions. Well, many times, the missionaries don't have the ability to be able to have their kids go to a school, so we need teachers to help teach the missionary children, sometimes in the location, sometimes in maybe a larger city nearby. We need mechanics to help. Missionaries who are Bible translators are almost never good mechanics. Because God has not gifted everyone with every gift and ability. We all have different gifts. And we need mechanics who can fix the generator for the missionary so his computer works, so he has light to be able to translate. We need people who can repair that missionary's computer. There's a desperate need of IT people in the mission work right now. People who can fix computers, who can get the computers working. I know a older missionary, she talked to me about translating the Bible back when they had typewriters. And young people don't use typewriters, but back then they did. She retyped the entire New Testament 7 times. Just because now with computers you don't need to do that. You just delete in the correct word. So we need representatives with the government. In most countries, getting legal paperwork done is not about what you know or what you do. It's all about who you know. And so you've got to have someone to help the missionaries get their visas and get to the countries. We need consultants. Every Bible translation that is checked, there is a 10-step process for every single verse of the Bible that is translated, where you translate it, you check it, you retranslate it back to the original language, and then check that again. It's a 10-step process, so we need people to walk through that. We need people to operate guest houses. When missionaries come out of the tribe and they have 104 fever, it's nice to be able to have an air-conditioned place for them to be able to recover. When it's 113 degrees outside and you've got 104 fever, trust me, I've been there. It's miserable. And it's difficult to get better. Okay, we also take other things you may not have thought of. Next one. We need bookkeepers. It unfortunately costs money to do all of this, to operate aircraft, to buy supplies, to buy medicine, to buy food or whatever supplies you need for the village, for paper, for everything. We need churches like yourself, which you are doing, to send money to fund these organizations and individuals. And that's where we are. God has called us. We were in Africa. God has called us to the U.S. Home Office. And our goal is to help facilitate the money going to 27 different countries around the world. 3,000 missionaries approximately, many more missionary Bible translations and projects. That just doesn't happen on its own. You've got to have people to track it. And so we have to process all the donation. We process some months over 25,000 different donations in 1 month. Well, that's a lot to manage. And we have a treasurer who's head over it, and I am the assistant to the assistant treasurer, where I'm his right-hand man. And we have to work together to manage all of this. Programming. In addition to speaking the language of accounting, I also speak a second language called programming. And if you ever hear these computer people talking, you think they are a distinct other tribe of people too, because it won't make any sense. Well, I kind of speak both languages, and I can translate between what the accountants need and our auditors need and what the programmers want to do. So that's what God has gifted me to. My wife has a tremendous ministry with our kids and with Overseas Ladies Fellowship. She also ministers to as a caregiver, helping some older folks in the community. Well, what is your part? God has given you three jobs. Giving. You've already are giving to us monthly. Once again, thank you very much. Praying. We have here, I brought this today. It's a sign-up list. If you would like to receive our newsletters, if you would like to see, try to do a monthly prayer and praise update, ministry update, family update. Some of you got me your email addresses before and you've changed them. I haven't gotten new ones. So please, if you're not sure, if you're not receiving one, go ahead and sign your name, your email address, or your physical, or both. And I'll have this at the back so you can be up to date with what God's doing in our ministry and be able to pray intelligently for me. This time being in Pennsylvania, away from my family, I've just felt your prayers and everybody's prayers for us and for our whole family during that time. So thank you so much. It's such a hugely important ministry. We don't think about it. Don't cost anything. It just costs your time and effort to pray for us. So that is a huge blessing for us. And if you all, if God is calling you to serve in ministry overseas, talk to me. I can help you get plugged in. Like I said, we need pilots, we need mechanics, we need truck drivers, we need people who can fix computers. Whatever the skill set, we can use you in missions. So thank you all for this time to share. Thank you for your monthly financial support that this church gives. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your prayers, and I thank you for the opportunity to share.
You're welcome. Thank you.